Now for a story about Russian beer. Okay, so beer is hardly Russia's most famous alcoholic export, and though it is possible to find Russian brewed beer, if you look, you're more likely to find something called Russian Imperial Stout. Now, Russian Imperial Stouts were first brewed in England in the 18th century for export to Russia, and now that style of beer is making a comeback here in the United States. The world's Jason Margolis discovered some in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
The big event of the year at Portsmouth's best-known brew pub, the Portsmouth Brewery, is Kate Day. That's when they offer visitors the chance to drink their Kate the Great beer. Kate is the 18th century Russian Tsarina Catherine the Great. About 200 people have lined up in the freezing rain. At the very front is John Anastas and his uncle. They arrived the night before.
We took two of these chairs, and we took umbrellas, and we made like a makeshift tent.
They had on-off sleep. Not a hardship for them to taste a beer that's only available once a year. Inside the pub, I asked brewmaster Todd Mott about that, the once-a-year thing.
I think it keeps it special. I think it keeps people, you know, guessing what it's going to be like this year. And it enables us to keep that sort of that, you know, oh, I'm going to get one this year, alive.
Russian Imperial Stout is a very dark beer, similar to Guinness, but richer. It also has a much higher alcohol content, about 10 to 12%. I asked Todd Mott why that is.
In Russia, which the beer was designed for, they were drinking a good amount of vodka. And they need something to keep, you know, sort of in cahoots with the vodka. And so this big black burly stout was made in England and exported to Russia during Catherine the Great's reign. And they were drinking massive quantities of Imperial Stout, apparently.
Mott says he brews his version of the stout once a year because the whole process takes 5 months. Once tapped, the beer is gone in a matter of hours. Still, it's worth making. Kate the Great was ranked as the second best beer on the planet by Beer Advocate magazine. Most of the people I met at Kate Day were bushy-bearded New Englanders. New Hampshire doesn't have many Russians. But working at the brewery is Olga Safronyuk, who's from Siberia. She says this mania for Russian stouts definitely doesn't happen back home.
Actually, I never heard about Russian Imperial Stout before. The first time I tried it was yesterday.
Safronyuk finds the Russian beer mania a bit bizarre, but she says, why not?
I'm proud. The people remember about Russia, like remember about Russian history.
Several other American breweries have also started making Russian stouts. Among the first was the North Coast Brewing Company in Fort Bragg, California. Its Old Rasputin Stout debuted 15 years ago. Doug Moody with the company says they wanted a label to catch people's eyes. I asked if using a crazed picture of Rasputin, the so-called Mad Monk, does that.
Of course it does. Of course it does. And, you know, and it wasn't an accident. The story of Rasputin lent itself perfectly to this beer.
The story of Rasputin is that of perhaps one of the most bizarre, perplexing humans ever to roam the earth. And there are stories about Catherine the Great, too. When the brewmaster in Portsmouth finally tapped the Kate the Great keg, I was expecting bedlam. It felt more like center court at Wimbledon. The beer drinkers here just weren't party animals. These folks were burrowing their noses deep into their glasses and debating aromas.
It's very nice, it's smooth.
This is John Anastas, the man from the front of the line.
You get a lot of dark chocolate, hint of plum like he was saying, but the big thing is it's just so balanced.
I too ordered a glass of Kate the Great. I'm not quite ready to stand in the rain for 11 hours for a taste of it, or even one, but I have to say, after a glass, I got the hype. I was really surprised at just how much I liked it. It was indeed phenomenal. For the world, I'm Jason Margolis.
We have a video of brewmaster Todd Mott explaining what goes into beers like Kate the Great. That's at theworld.org.